Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. Big evening. We just witnessed the finale of Michelle's season. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hi, finale night.
Finale night. We have a happy for now couple. Everything is exciting.
For now.
And the latest happy couple is Michelle and Nate. And we saw on the after show that things are alive and well. He's moving to Minnesota. They have a very large check to make a down payment on a house in Minnesota. Is a whole another discussion that we will get to.
The past, you know, couples at the end must be like, what did we do wrong?
I think for a lot of couples, though, they also knew, you know, they're probably going to move to LA, and we're just sort of writing them off as working out. At least in this case, you're like, you have to stay in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And that is going to up your chances of actually staying together.
And we are protecting Michelle at all costs.
Which is really the most important thing here, because that's what we've said from the jump. 30 minutes out when we're recording this of the episode airing. And I think overall, I think Michelle did really well. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to dissect some of the very polarizing decisions she made in this final episode. Yeah. But as a whole, I thought she did well, and despite what I may or may not think of Nate, I do hope that it works out, because by all accounts, Michelle is what we've seen. Just a great person who was actually get ready to drink, folks, on this show for the right reasons.
Always been a Michelle fan. I don't know. I wasn't excited before the season, because them throwing all these seasons at us right in a row, like, people are starting to lose interest, really, like, in Bachelor Nation. And when you have someone like Michelle, I think that's why they saved her for after Katie, because not that Katie wasn't an exciting season or whatever, but I think more fans of Bachelor Nation wanted Michelle to begin with. So I think it was smart that they saved her for second, because I don't know how great Katie's season would have gone if you had to rely on viewership like that, because people are getting burnt out.
Having watched both seasons now, I think we can agree, especially what's happened since Katie's season, that Katie wasn't actually on the show to find somebody to marry. She just was on the show to be on the show, like a lot of people are. It's not calling out Katie specifically. It happens a lot, and it's fine.
Yeah.
This is what we're here
necessarily
for.
A bad thing, but especially if the one that you pick wants the same thing as you. But yeah, I definitely think Michelle was I mean, you could tell in every episode that she was there to make it work and to find someone at the end of this long term.
Yeah. And so if you're a Bachelor producer and you're thinking, okay, we've got to do these two, I don't know how Katie would follow this season.
She wouldn't be able to.
Right. Because it's just a different vibe. And so I think you're 100% right. I think if you're looking at these two and you're deciding, okay, which one's going to go first, you have to go with Katie first. I think they made the call there. And with this season now being over, and I think we need to talk about in sports, you know, like the Mount Rushmore. And obviously there's a recency bias, but you have to, no matter what you feel about her final decision. And I think, again, I'm safe to say it this way because of how I feel about her final decision. You can put her in that top group of really successful bachelorette.
I agree.
Generally speaking, if you're talking about the top group, again, recency bias, but I think you have to include her.
Yeah.
But let's dig into this 3-hour episodes. Got to talk about this studio audience that they had.
Oh my God.
ABC, in their glorious wisdom, in the middle of, like the sixth wave of COVID that we're at this point, but at like one of the really bad peaks, the most contagion of these variants, decides we're not only going to have a live studio audience, but we're going to have zero masks. We're just going to have everybody hanging in this room.
Very close together.
Screaming, hooting, hollering, the whole nine. With all of their parents there, by the way. So great job. I mean, that just right away, you're thinking, what is happening here?
Not only that, but one of your hosts is not there because she was, I guess, supposedly exposed to COVID. And social media went off on them, and I think if you paid attention and noticed, it definitely made a difference. All the masks came on.
Caitlin was very active on Twitter during the show, so she was basically live tweeting while the show, like,
which made for it to be very interesting. I think
100%
for multitasking.
I really think Caitlin, more than anyone, was the one that brought this to the attention of the people in the building, because she was the first and biggest defender online of, as people were just broiling them. She said, listen, people had to be tested twice, including the day of the show, although she didn't say that they had to be vaccinated, which clearly they should have been, but whatever.
Yeah.
So she was like, they, and then this is my favorite part. And she said, they were all wearing masks during commercials and when the show is on. So they're just, you know, mask off, variants everywhere anytime the camera was on. Cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't exist if the camera's on.
Yes, that's true.
Haven't you read that?
You know, it's funny. I think I did see that on Newsmax or something. Yeah. And so I give her, I don't know if credit's the right term, but like good for her, I guess, for being the good soldier and being very loud about defending why we didn't see people with masks. No, they really do have them. But so, yeah, she comes on camera and says, just to clear some things up, when the camera's been on, the masks have been off. But, you know, now that people have called us on it, people are just going to keep their masks on the whole time.
Now that's what everyone is talking about online. I guess everyone's going to wear their masks.
Which, of course, led to, wait a minute, they're doing what we say on Twitter. So maybe if we really scream really loud that Rodney should be the Bachelor, maybe they'll just immediately switch course and have him be the next Bachelor.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, that did not work.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Rodney is not the next Bachelor.
But yeah, I think if you're opening the show by saying, oh, Tayshia's not here because of COVID, I'm shocked that it didn't pop into someone's head to just say, hey guys,
shouldn't we put a mask on?
Yeah, like maybe have the audience wear masks as we're talking about one of our co-hosts potentially having COVID. Maybe this is a no, we're still okay, cool. No, we're good to go, guys. All systems go. So that was one of the more bizarre things we've seen in really ever of these shows.
I agree.
The true live nature of what social media can do. And obviously we like
to joke. Yeah, I was just going to say, it goes to show that like people do read tweets and how fast it can spread.
Yeah, it's spread, exactly. So it was just, It was super so weird for first of all to have them unmasked, and then they're coming back from break and like having people make out, whether it was, I don't know if it was Joe and Serena or Becca Joe and Serena,
obviously. Yeah.
So they're having people make out while there are plenty of unmasked people all around them. But then we get to, okay, never mind. We're going to put masks. Yeah, we're going to put masks on people except for their parents, who are probably some of the older people in the audience. It's just.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Perfect word for it. It really was. But then in the middle of all this ridiculousness, they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we have this great bachelorette, Michelle, who's about to decide who her fiance is going to be. So maybe we should go and cover that.
Yeah. And that was the crazy part. And we're not even talking about the episode yet.
Yeah. We're 10 minutes in and, oh yeah, by the way, Michelle needed to go on a couple more dates and people needed to meet her family, but you know, whatever, you know, let's spread some COVID first. But so, you know, let's watch her journey. Which when I saw that it was a 2-hour episode than a 1-hour episode, I thought we might get rid of that part and only go live at the end, but whatever. So it's, let's go and watch her journey. And she's still thinking about, I can't believe I let Joe go, and, you know, going through those emotions, but happy with my decision. And now my family's approval is very important to me. And so let's have these two guys meet my family. And there we go to some of the questionable decision-making she made, because she was very vocal about how important it was to have her family's approval. Yet of the two, Brandon was basically already a member of the family and Nate was not so much.
Not. Yeah, it was funny because even she expressed to her parents that in her, well, her family, that it's important. Like, I want to know what you think. I want you to have those tough conversations and just, you know, really want to factor you in strongly with my decision-making, which was kind of an odd approach for how this ends up. But I think usually going into this final episode and this finale, not just Michelle, but I think no matter if you're in love with these two people, I think you always have one person that weighs stronger in your mind. Like you could tell as soon as we saw how well Brandon's date was going, you were like, okay, it's not him. It's going to be Nate. And like, right, like 20 minutes in, like, you know that it's not going to work out in Brandon's favor. This is how it's going. And it was just, yeah, like, I think she just wanted it to be Nate so bad. But when she heard how well Brandon did and how much her parents were like obsessed with him, I think she just kept trying to fight that in her mind and be like, no, like, it has to be Nate. Like, why are you saying all this good stuff about Brandon? Which she's, obviously, there's still a connection. They had a great date. She says she loves him. There's no doubt in my mind that she was in love with both of them. But I think going into this week, I think one usually weighs a little bit heavier in the lead's mind.
100%. And I think we saw that with Brandon after the fact of when he was on the couch. That was what I think he was trying to get at with Michelle. I just watched this back. Like a lot of people, I have some questions. So we all saw what happened. The only way it happens that you and Nate are together is you had to have already made up your mind. So if you had already made up your mind, why are you saying all these things to me? And he didn't put it in those words exactly, because he sort of wanted her to say. I mean, I thought that was the perfect way for him to put it. He's like, I just kind of want to hear your side of what happened.
Yeah, I mean, after seeing how everything played out, really, like, how do you pick Nate over Brandon? Like, even down to the letter after Nate's date, like, just everything. Like, he is 1,000% in. He's willing to do whatever, move, like not really just anything really. And like, how do you pick Nate over that? So it's definitely was set in her mind that it's Nate. I just have to get him there.
And she said it out loud so many different ways.
Yeah.
About she'd run off all these things about Brendan. And I guess the only thing with Brendan was, you know, she just didn't feel as strongly about him as she did with Nate, which again, at the end, yeah. It is the most important part, but literally everything else she said, everything I've ever asked for, things, I never have to worry about how he feels about me. He sees me, we have fun, like just everything positive, positive, positive. And then it gets to Nate, and this is her saying it, saying, oh, you know, I just kind of feel like I'm into him more than he's into me, and I don't really know how he feels. And I don't know.
Do you want those feelings going into an engagement, let alone a relationship? But
it just, her words, you know, we can talk about edits and clearly.
Yeah.
Brendan. No, she said it. Yeah, Brendan was given the better edit. I don't think anybody in this episode, it's impossible to argue otherwise, because the people that were pro Nate, you know, while watching this show on Twitter, were people who were going to be pro Nate no matter what. And that's whatever. We all find our favorites.
Yep.
But even those people, I think, would probably admit, yeah, this didn't make Nate look real good.
Yeah.
Whereas Brendan, it's hard to find a negative from start to finish. I mean, from the beginning of him saying, oh, my God, this is the missing piece in my life, and this is amazing, to his heart.
Yeah, there really was no negativity.
Seriously, to BFFs with the family right away, like we're going on vacation, and then gets his heart shattered in a billion pieces, and he's the one consoling her.
Yeah.
Just top to bottom. So there's clearly some editing going on. Like, listen, we want to point you in the wrong direction, since we don't want it to be so obvious that she's picking Nate. So we're going to make it every negative thing we can is there. But still, it's there. It just might be highlighted, but it's there.
Yeah.
And so to hear her say it out loud, I think you put it perfectly. She was sort of convincing herself to the end there of like, I'm going to say this is what I need. Oh, my family is really important, you know, what they think is important. But really, we're going to talk our way into it, because this is the way I'm going.
Yeah, I thought after he sat down with her family, I at the end of that, I thought he was going to like walk back in or something and do something. And maybe it would have helped a little bit. But yeah, he was not happy hearing that his feelings didn't portray correctly to her family during that meeting. And I think in her parents' mind too, they were so set on Brendan. So anyone to try to compare to him the day after or hours later or whatever would be very difficult to see past that.
Yeah. And it's just, if you're Nate, the minute you sit down, you can feel it. I mean, you might have even heard them talking about Brendan on your way in, because I mean, they're steps into the door and they're talking about how, oh yeah, Brendan's all in. It's, oh, hi, how are you? Welcome. Good to see you. Yeah, exactly. But the minute you sit down, it's just like, yeah, so this is crazy. And just silence. Okay, well, let's go sit down. And mom.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, struggle city.
Yeah, and mom right away was just
turned so off.
Yeah. Oh, and I think she had Brendan on the mind. I was almost kind of worried, like, hey, her and Ephraim are tight, but I don't know. She seemed pretty into Brendan.
Yeah.
But Nate also didn't give the best answers, which is sort of
not at all
emblematic of his season. You know, there were a lot of times where, whether it be Michelle or some of the guys, he wouldn't necessarily give the A+ answer. And mm-hmm. this really wasn't any different. Mom, dad, Michelle, pretty much in every situation, I'm sort of yelling at the TV, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How is this a decision?
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
It just, I mean, okay, is she the one? Well, my heart's pointing in that direction. Not sure
you could get more red flags.
I mean, seriously, well, are you ready for an engagement? Yeah, definitely. That's where we're headed. And give credit to the mom, because a lot of times the problem parent, if you will, that we see every year,
yeah,
they're just there to be difficult. And I think we've seen enough of her parents at this point is that's literally never their intention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they seem like normal folks who just are just nice.
Right. Yep.
And she wasn't mean about it. She just was being honest, which is what Michelle asked of her. And she said, mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not getting the vibe from you that you want to be engaged. Phew, throw up the red flag. And mm-hmm. I don't think Nate really came back with that great of an argument.
Yeah. No, he didn't. I don't think he understood what he was trying to say, and what the correct answers were to the questions that you were supposed to say to the woman's parents that you're trying to be engaged to.
I think he thought he did. And he very quickly...
He 100% thought he did. He knew that he did struggle because he was like, oh, your mom's a straight shooter. But I love that.
Yeah, of course.
And it was tough, but I think he thought he did pretty good.
I mean, 100% thought, oh, yeah, I got all the answers, nailed it, like stuck the landing. But, I mean, his mother or her mother put it perfectly. He said, you're saying these words, and I just don't believe any of it.
Yeah.
And it was tough for me.
And then
me.
He messed up and he's like, I don't take love seriously. And
yeah.
Like, what?
He was definitely all of a sudden back on his heels and like, oh, well, maybe I didn't nail that so hard. And
yeah.
To be fair, almost the first thing he said with Michelle was that about her being a straight shooter. Because so he clearly picked up on like, yeah, I thought I had the answers to all, like,
yeah, maybe
the tests.
I didn't impress her.
Yeah, I was going to ace this coming in, and I'm starting to think maybe I didn't. So let's get ahead of that.
Yeah. And Michelle was so disappointed, I think, not in her family, but disappointed that her family didn't welcome Nate as quickly as Brandon. As
right.
They did Brandon.
You know, another example of her saying what a lot of us saw and, you know, were watching and then she expressed was, I'm at a point now where I think I'm more scared to lose him than he's scared to lose me. And again, let's throw that flag up.
Like, red flag number 45.
Yeah, we're just going to ignore that. And so for me...
And there's like nothing wrong with
me no.
either. Like he's not a Jed. And he's not like like someone that we have a reason to not like. Like, I think just compared to her relationship with Brandon, like, how did you pick Nate? Like, there's nothing, there's not like a bad past that we know of with Nate or anything. It's just the comparison, I think.
Well, let's just put it this way. If you were to sit them down and ask them to explain this, like, okay, this is like 3 days before you're going to get engaged. And Michelle is sitting there saying, I need you to actually mean what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And to have Nate then say like, oh, well, I love you. And for her first response to be, are you sure?
Yeah.
That's probably not the
best
sign. Yeah. I would really like to just see that scene played back to them and be like, walk us through what the hell happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm guessing if that's the conversation you're having, maybe 3 days from now, even in Bachelor Nation, maybe is a bad sign that you shouldn't be getting engaged.
Yeah.
Just
a suggestion.
Just a suggestion. But I have to say, while I think you and I are part of the majority, it's not as heavy of a majority as I was expecting. Mm. And I think part of it is, at least to me, I thought Nate handled himself really well on the after show. Mm-hmm. I think he looked more engaged, no pun intended. I think they looked more in sync. I mean, listen, we've had a few months of them just being able to figure this out.
Yeah.
Talk. So I think that helped matters. But even as he's like, what I'm thinking is digging his grave, there are a lot of Nate stans who are just saying, I don't understand all the Nate haters out there. These two are perfect. And even my sister, who every so often will send me a text during the show, mm-hmm. After she dumped Brandon, she sent me like a message and I was like, oh yeah, I feel so bad for him. And she's like, why? Nate's perfect. I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay.
So I guess this is not going to be a unanimous decision. Not that anything is. So I'm sure there are plenty of people listening right now screaming about like, how dare you talk about Nate that way? Yeah.
And we're not saying we don't like him. Like,
yeah.
Saying other that there than the red flags. And when you compare them to her relationship with Brandon, how did we get here?
Other than the dangling earring, Nate seems fine. But I just don't – I didn't get it.
We're not a hater. We're not a hater. We're not a hater.
Yes. Listen, they're soulmates, and that's fine. I just – if you're doing apples to apples, I cannot possibly see coming out of those four dates, if you will, you know, two on each side with the parents and then just their last date – I don't see how you come out of that date being like, yeah,
and
this is
the
guy.
Like, she did say like there was a lot we didn't see. She basically said he is more romantic than he came off as, I think. So that's another thing. Like, we don't see everything. So if we were in Michelle's shoes, like, obviously she went with him for a reason. Like, maybe that one reason she went with him, we didn't see. So that, you know, that could explain everything.
Right. And it's tough for the viewer when you hear her.
How dare they not think of us?
Yeah, exactly. Please, Michelle, think of how we've seen this. Is you have her talk about all of the things that she's dealt with in the past in relationships. Mm-hmm. And then you have her express those doubts specifically just to Nate. As in, oh, wow, this is what I did in my past relationships. Oh, I'm doing with Nate. This is what my past boyfriends did. Oh, that's what Nate's doing. And, oh, my mother prefers Brandon, my father, my sister, the shaman that I just met yesterday. Like, Tayshia and Caitlin are giving him a certain look. You know, like, literally everyone was like, really? This is okay, cool. So it's just... it's a little hard to see all of that and then think, that's my guy.
Yep.
But we get engaged. Mm-hmm. Everyone's happy. And
Except for Brandon.
I thought he also handled himself very well on the after the final rose, by the way, because he
it's always good when the person that's broken up with, like, still has so many high things to say about the ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, or whatever. Like, he just praised her the entire time, and that was definitely the bigger person of him, because it could have been the other way. But it just speaks volumes to how Michelle really is, I think.
What a 100%.
And not that we needed reassurance.
No, but that's a great point, because with a lesser lead, mm-hmm. I think this is a very different after show. And and a different family. You know, listen, give Michelle all the credit because the person has to do the work, but you know, her parents are a big reason why. And yeah. I think the fact that we saw Brandon cursing on live national television because, you know, talking about how I miss your fucking family. That's tells you all you need to know about his relationship with her, how quickly.
Yeah. And how deep it really was.
Yeah. Cause we talk about how, oh my God, they have to do this in a couple months. Well, he built this relationship with her parents in like 6 hours.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. We're dealing at a very high level across all levels here from Nate to Michelle to Brandon to their families. So
poor Brandon though, because then you hear her mother say, oh, we're so in love with Nate. we're best friends. Our moms are best friends. Like, Brandon must be backstage, like,
oh, that could have been me. Oh, my God.
So many good times, like, when you found me in the hot tub.
Yeah. I remember when I gave you those brand new swim trunks, and it was going to be a story we were going to tell every year at the holidays. It was going to be so great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a running joke. You don't have any running jokes with Nate.
Yeah.
What, are you going to start wearing an earring? Come on. Let's go. And so everyone's, you know, as happy as they're going to be. And, the fact that Brandon continued to take the high road of, really do wish the best and, sort of dodge the question about how he feels about her now, because he said it wouldn't be appropriate. And so nailed all those answers, but then we have the happy couple come out. As I said before, I thought Nate handled himself very well. But here's the question, and I have a Twitter poll up at Bachelor Podcast. Have it up for we're taping this Tuesday evening, so it'll be up until Thursday sometime. Mm-hmm. And I want to know how long you think this couple will be together. And I have four options for you.
I already voted in it.
So the options are forever. Obviously, a year, 6 months, or the clock is ticking. So, Ms. Wait, which option did you vote for?
I chose 6 months.
As did I. And, you know, we're only an hour in, but right now 6 months is leading the way at 45%.
Okay.
Followed by clock is ticking at 25%. 16% for a year, and 14% are those eternal optimists out there that say forever, obviously. So,
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bachelor at Bachelor Podcast on Twitter. Let your voice be heard. Do you think that we could have another success story? Or is this going to be, oh, we're parting, but we're still the best of friends? Yeah. We're always going to have a special place in our hearts for each other.
So if they break up, what happens to that money?
That's a great question.
I wonder if that was just like she was getting a bonus or something from her season, and they're like, let's say it's for their house. So like, regardless, it's hers. Or is it somewhere in a contract, like the ring?
That's a great question.
Because we've never seen that before.
No, as the all former leads will happily tell you, we have not seen that before. Yeah. I think, oh God, you have to imagine it's just written out to her individually.
Yeah.
And oh God, because I guess it could be to both of them. And then if they break up.
Yeah, unless
up,
it's just like part of her payment.
Right.
Because like her quote unquote salary.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they certainly could have added that so that it was a quote unquote surprise to her. Because depending on the lead, I believe the rumors out there is that it's about $200,000 to $250,000 by itself, just to like to be the lead. Mm-hmm. But you can negotiate, and with her being as popular, maybe there was that like, hey, if I get engaged, you're giving me an extra $200K. Which, by the way, $200,000, which I haven't seen anywhere officially, and I don't know if she said that out loud. I couldn't quite hear over the, but. It's on the internet.
That's what I heard.
Okay. Well, and it's on the internet, so it's got to be true. But $200,000. Who needs $200,000 as a down payment to your what I assume is her first home? I guess I shouldn't assume it's her first home, because first-time home buyers, you pay less. I guess I shouldn't assume she doesn't own wherever she lives now. But either way, even a normal down payment in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Where the dollar is going to go a little further than if you're on either of the coasts.
Mm-hmm.
$200,000 down payment. Is she out there buying a $2 million house?
Yeah. Well, probably.
Like, why? It's Minnesota.
She's a celebrity now. She's going to be an influencer. They both are. They need to live the lifestyle.
$2 million in Minnesota? You're buying like 5 houses and then building your own brand new house on top of the 5 houses.
Yeah.
I just mind boggling, but that's
crazy.
My mind was blown before, but that's a fascinating question. We already know about the ring. Okay. You got to give the ring back.
Yep.
If they buy a house, ABC can't recoup that money.
I know. You owe us $200,000.
I mean, can you imagine they move into this house, if that happens, they move into a house and
they break up, and then they also lose their house.
Yeah, 8 months from now, you know, there's a knock on the door. Yeah. So you got that $200K for us, or because the VIG's running, and actually we're up to like 290 I know interest rates are low, but this is the Bank of ABC, and
so the mouse ain't cheap. I just typed it into Redfin just to see. So Minneapolis, the highest I see is like 470 to 520.
Oh my god!
So like,
listen. So they could buy a $500,000 house.
That's almost. I mean, there's like one. There's one I see that's like 650. But that's like, that's the whole outline of the whole entire city. That's as high as it goes.
But even if they, let's say they find $1 million house, which fine, they're going to, their mortgage payment is basically going to be like some people's HOA fees. Mm-hmm. I'm like $1 million house.
That's not how it is here in Boston.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, you're certainly in a much, I mean, even in Connecticut, it's bad. But yeah, people, you want some fun? If you're not from the Northeast, you bring up Zillow, go to Boston, check out some of the prices and what you're getting.
Yeah.
If Katie were the Bachelorette and getting a check, it would have to be a whole lot higher. Yeah.
Did $1 million just for the down payment. Nothing less.
So you're at 6 months is your guess.
Yeah. I mean probably less, but I'm saying 6 months just because they seem so set on house hunting right now that it's gonna take a long time for them to find a place and also figure out that they're not right for each other.
Yeah. My immediate text to my sister was, I give him 5 months, and she was appalled. She's like, you're so negative. I said, well, not always. And if this were Brandon, I would probably be like,
I didn't know he had such a Nate.
Nor did I. But if it were Brandon, I'd probably be helping them plan their honeymoon at this point. So like, it's not negative all the time. It's just this recency bias.
That's what I need to be.
Just what we saw. And it just, I can't even.
Okay, now I'm looking at all houses in Minnesota.
Oh, you're moving to Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
What's that about? It's basically Canada.
Yeah.
You better like hockey.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get a bunch of angry emails from people in Minnesota. We don't sound like that. You're right. You don't. I do awful accents, but still, you're basically in Canada.
There go our listeners in Minnesota. Yeah.
That's okay. We have people in Iceland listening right now, and I'd like to say hello to our listeners in Iceland. Thank you for continuing to send DMs. I appreciate it. Because if you want a little spoiler, by the way, and I got a mini spoiler from our listener in Iceland, Clayton is going to be heading there. So what up? Yeah, that's right. Woo. I don't know with who, so don't worry. It's not a real spoiler.
Location spoiler.
Yeah, location spoiler. Oh, my God. How dare you? You're not spoiler free.
Yeah.
But that does lead us to Clayton. So here's the thing. I'm with 98% of people. Didn't get why Clayton was picked, especially after watching this episode, because as Brandon's broken up with, I'm thinking, wow, he was so good. Clearly something has to happen with, you know, we have an Ari situation where the pick on the show doesn't end up being, and maybe they're back together. There's something there.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could possibly watch this episode and think like, Clayton's our guy. Yes. Because Brandon gave you literally everything you need to make like the most killer promo for a season of The Bachelor. With that said, I also think Clayton handled himself very well tonight.
I do too. It's the most personality we've seen since he stepped out of that limo.
Low bar, but yes.
Yep.
Even Caitlin, who had the best line that maybe she's ever had on any show that she's ever been on, including her own, which was our next guest really does need an introduction because no one knows who he is. And just, you could not sum up his season, upcoming season of The Bachelor, better than that.
Yeah. And even he made jokes about it. He's like, the horse got more
Panini
screen time than I did.
Well, and I think it's clear he's had a lot of really good media training, because if you try if you try to fight against the losers like me who are screaming at the top of their lungs, oh my God, you're not Rodney, whatever, and you try to say, like, give me a shot, whatever. No, you know what you say when somebody like me says it should be Rodney? You say, you're right. I hope it's Rodney. He could have, I hope he gets another season because there's still time.
Yep.
You just go with it. You don't try to go against the current because you're just going to tire yourself out. So yep. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have you read some mean tweets and talk about how you look like Shrek and
which how you've never seen, by the way.
Did he say that?
No, but he was like, oh, that's the one when they kiss and he becomes really handsome, right?
There's a happy ending, right?
Not quite.
And so despite 98% of Bachelor Nation seemingly, the internet's not real, but it seems like everyone's, oh my God, no Clayton, please, myself included. I think this rollout has been really strong. And despite the clip that they're getting us with, which is, you know, his version of the fence jump, I was intimate with both of you. I was in love with three of you. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're showing us who's in the final three. It doesn't matter if people weren't going to watch. So now you have to get people.
Yep.
Make sure, obviously, people like you and I, we're degenerates. We're going to watch. Yeah, but for the. But for the people in between who, you know, because ratings are a bit down, mm-hmm. they want to kick off the season, hopefully with at least equal ratings to where they are now. You don't want to keep eroding. This is how you do it. You say you got to, just like with Colton, you got to find out when the fence jump is. Now, it would appear, although Caitlin said, you know, you think you might know, but you don't. So maybe this is earlier, but mm-hmm. it would appear this isn't until the end. But who knows? Maybe he's banging these girls earlier on.
Yeah, we don't know.
It's.
You got to find out.
All bets are off with this kid.
Yeah.
But as much as I was anti, and I mean, still am, because whatever, there's so many more people. Again, I was thinking Rodney, and then after watching this, why is Brandon not have his own season?
Yeah, I'm a huge Brandon fan. I don't think he could carry a season.
I didn't think so before this episode. I think that he was so just perfectly set up. It was.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It was.
I just don't know if he has. I don't think he has the amount of enthusiasm as you need for a lead, because you need a lot of it.
Yeah.
But love him, and he'll. Hopefully he'll find someone, maybe in paradise. I don't know.
Dude.
But I don't think he couldn't carry a season.
If he goes to paradise, you want to talk about cleaning up. Holy moly.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And I just, after watching this, because we had talked, whatever, 5 weeks ago about Clayton's. Bachelor edit that he got, you know, sort of his audition on his only episode we ever really got to see anything of him. And you're like, okay, fine, I guess. But then you watch this and be like, if you had to watch every just individual episode that focused on one person as their like angel edit, mm-hmm. who would you pick as the Bachelor? Or like, well, either Rodney or Brandon, because like both of their episodes were just, oh my God, this
Perfect.
Person. This person is perfect. But yes, before this episode, I 100% was a great guy. Don't think he quite has the it factor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are they going to say? But the people at ABC are swearing up and down that Clayton's going to be amazing. But what are they going to say? The season's crap. Don't watch. So
yeah, please don't watch. You know,
That's like every band ever is like, this is our greatest album we've ever made. Well, what are they going to say? We just put out an album that sucks, but
this isn't as good as the last two, but you should listen.
Yeah, but we owed the label an album. So, whatever. Stream it, don't stream it. It's cool. No. We're still getting paid. And that is January the 3rd, where we get to see Clayton show us his personality for the first time. Second time now, because we saw it now on after the final rose. And so we're going to get to see it a whopping second time.
2 weeks.
Back on Monday nights.
Yeah.
The night is back. It's very exciting. Monday is. And one more reminder before we get to other news. At Bachelor Podcast on Twitter, we need to know what the history is going to show here. That we just witnessed another, I shouldn't say another, one of the few happy couples. Or will they be over soon? Go vote. Let your voice be heard.
Yeah. Let's see what you think.
That's it. But as we close the book on Michelle's season, we do that, fun and jokes aside, hope that they're successful. But that aside, as we close the book, what else is going on in this ridiculous world?
Not too much. Unfortunately, Astrid and Kevin's newborn just tested positive for COVID.
Oh.
So they're in isolation in a hospital. I think he's just 1 month old, I think.
God.
So not sure how he contracted it or whatever, but they are in isolation as a family together, obviously with a newborn. You would have to be. And then only one other story, which is so bizarre, I think, and awkward. So you've probably seen that Hannah Brown's brother got engaged to Jed's ex-girlfriend. And I thought it was just weird when I first read it. But then I found out that it was the girlfriend that Jed had when Jed proposed to Hannah.
That's when
it became interesting.
What?
So, yeah. I was like, oh, that's just such a weird coincidence and unfortunate and just awkward. And then I was like, oh, it was that girlfriend. It could have been any girlfriend that Jed had.
Of course.
But it was the one that he was dating as he proposed to Hannah.
That is wild.
Yeah.
That.
And they seem happy. Doesn't seem like there's any bad blood or anything. I think it's just, I'm assuming if they've been dating for a while since they've been engaged that you're kind of either over it or just accepted it.
Well, they're probably only dating for 2 months, right? I mean,
probably.
So Hannah, but I was like,
oh, that's
be...
just such a weird coincidence. And then I was like, oh, that one.
So her sister-in-law is going to be the girlfriend that her ex-fiance had while they were dating.
For her.
Wow. That's so mad. That's like
mind game.
That's like a Lifetime movie that the script would get thrown away.
I'm sure she's super upset that this did not happen before the book dropped because...
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely reading it. I just don't know when I'm going to have time to read the book. But it seems like it would fit in her crazy life stories in this book. So I'm sure she's upset about that. But yeah.
God bless this mess.
Exactly.
Wow.
Whew.
Well.
That's all I got.
If that isn't the best way to end a season, and. I don't know what is. I mean, my Lord, that's fantastic. Bravo, Katie. Well done.
Thank you.
Incredible. You can find us at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. Clayton is on the way. And so after a very short break, we will see you right back here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.